First, let's head to our top story, and that is the settlements announced yesterday between Forward Air and Omni Logistics as they found a way to find some peace anyway in the Delaware courtroom. And now Todd Maiden, our finance editor, joins us here on FreightWaves Now. Todd, thanks so much for joining us. Obviously, this has been a long story that has come through a lot of different hoops, a lot of different, it was a marriage, then it was a divorce, then it was an annulment, now it's back together. And what are the details of the final deal?
Right, so the final deal will not change all that much. The initial price tag was $3.2 billion, but the equity portion, which was 37.7%, there would be a distribution of shares of 37.7% to Omni stakeholders. So that was reduced from 37.7 to 35%, and then the cash portion of the transaction was originally $150 million, and that was reduced to $20 million. Now, that initial $3.2 billion price tag fell to about $2.4 million in recent weeks as shares of Ford sold off immediately after this deal was announced on August 10th. So those shares had been off more than 40% pretty much since August 10th and even stepped lower earlier this month. So, you know, all in, the deal price looks closer to $2.1 billion now. So only an actual modest reduction, from where it had been in recent days, but, you know, a pretty big step down from where it was initially.
Any indication as to why all of a sudden, obviously you have the trial that was going to start Friday and then didn't start because of inclement weather, but any idea why they just decided, let's go ahead and try and make this deal possible over the weekend as opposed to continuing to fight it? Or was this just the only avenue the Forward Air had?
Yeah, that one's tough to say. I'm certain that, you know, someone got cold feet over the weekend, let's say, or kind of leading into it. I would imagine that the deal was announced, $3.2 billion, shareholders immediately pushed back. Some management at Ford felt some heat about it. They even threatened to ouster management and upset the current board structure. So, it was everything over the price tag, the debt leverage, the shift in power, that voting block that's now going to be held by Omni stakeholders, all of these sorts of things had shareholders upset. So they pushed back, and that's really in October when Ford Air kind of finally came to the realization that we're better off to not carry through with this deal. So all along it appeared like, Ford, the burden of proof was greater for Ford to prove that a breach of contract is what occurred, and that's what they alleged as a means to exit the transaction. So I had to think closer to that, the actual hearing date, and then they had the weekend to mull it over and bankers to talk and lawyers to talk, that it was, probably they realized that in their best interest, it was best to go forward. And then they also did have a little bit of a concession in the price tag. So there was some give there on the other side.
Looking at it, obviously there are most of the details, it looks like, from the original merger idea was, or the original acquisition, are going to come through here. So just kind of take us through, you mentioned Omni getting the voting block there in the shareholding area. What else is basically coming out of this deal that is beneficial to both Omni and beneficial to Ford Air?
Right. So, well, for Omni, I think you can, it had a high debt load, and its EBITDA had been declining in recent quarters, and part of that was, probably a lot of it was due to just the declines in the market. So yeah, this high debt load, it's kind of a liquidity event for Omni, where Ford being the bigger company and potentially deeper relationships in the investment and lending community can help restructure that debt, which they've already done. They had started doing that in October. So you have that. So it's kind of a liquidity event for Omni. For Ford, and this is really where, I think everybody kind of looked at the deal initially and said, this probably could work. It removes, so it's Omni is a customer of Ford's. It's a freight forwarding company, and it uses Ford Air for their line haul capacity to move to move air freight that's being forwarded from airport to airport or anywhere along the line haul, to any point in the network. So what Ford's actually doing is in-housing a customer that always also has the sales platform, and it can now go directly to shippers in a bigger capacity. It doesn't have to work through this 3PL intermediary relationship anymore. So you're going to have a sliver of margin that's taken out of the transaction. Ford is initially estimated that, you know, margins could double on this section of business. You know, I guess the downside is there revenue cannibalization among your other forwarding customers that are also competitors to Omni? You know, do they now or have they been looking for other line haul capacity solutions? But yeah, I mean, the merits up front do work. I think it was really the price tag and the shift in power that spooked investors and even some customers.
Throughout this entire process, I think it's very fair to say that some Forward Air investors were not happy about this. Obviously, they took Forward Air to task in a Tennessee court to see if they could possibly stop what was going on here as well. And then, of course, the stock price rose quite a bit on Monday and then dropped, presumably because people found out that this was going to be an acquisition and not a termination, as you wrote in your article. Chances of fallout from this on the Forward Air side in terms of what may happen in terms of leadership or in terms of how they get through this from an administrative standpoint, obviously, it looks like they may not be able to get through this unscathed as far as obviously the deal wasn't handled as best it could be.
Yeah, that, it you know, when it was announced in August, it was going to close early October. But then there were injunctions by shareholders that delayed it because they were really going to try to close it earlier than that in September. But if it had closed in October, you know, that's 3.5 months more from where we are today for management to, you know, begin integration, you know, aligning operations, you know, presenting this one brand, direct selling to shippers. So it's been... Now it's been bogged down. The meter's been running on the interest expense. You know, we haven't gotten an update on that, but it, in total, between interest expense and lender commitments, it was over $400,000 a day is what court filing showed. So, you know, you have that expense for this delay in not closing on it and immediately deploying that debt. All of a sudden that clock shortens, and then, you know, I don't know, usually there's a proxy vote on the board annually in April, May for most companies. So they're going to have one coming up, and that, you know, I don't know, you know, certainly not speculating on what happens to management. Current CEO did have, an activist investor around 3 years ago that felt like the company wasn't on the best path as far as its cash and capital deployment by continuing to branch out and acquire, you know, intermodal and final mile offerings versus sticking to the true core LTL market. So don't know what's going to happen there. Investors, you know, it looks like that action was denied again in Tennessee. So I don't know of any shareholder suit that's out there trying to block this last minute or anything like that. Looks like this transaction is going to go through in the next few days. Very short clock, though, for management to hit some of these targets that they were hoping to. And also, you know, show to the street, this is why we believed in the deal all along.
Well, a long, strange merger finally coming to a close. Todd Maiden, thanks so much for joining us. All right, let's move back over to the wall. We got our first carrier update of the morning.